From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of anti-government protesters have marched in Iraq's capital calling for political change. Anti-riot police arrived on the scene, and hours later they fired tear gas into the crowds of protesters. A similar protest a week ago dissolved into a riot that left four people dead after protesters forced their way into the Green Zone and stormed the Prime Minister's offices. Humanitarian agencies are warning that thousands of civilians are trapped in Baghdad and are being used as human shields by extremists. U.S. Special Forces in Syria, who were wearing patches of a Kurdish fighting group, have been ordered to remove them due to political sensitivities, American military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren.
The bottom line and the important thing is that the situation has been corrected and that we have communicated to our allies that such conduct was inappropriate and it was unauthorized.
Although U.S. Army regulations do not authorize the wearing of other forces' patches, Warren said it remained among the customs and courtesies that have been followed for years. In this instance, Warren said the larger strategic context made the tradition inappropriate. A Ugandan court has sentenced five men to life in prison for bomb attacks on two World Cup parties that killed 76 people in 2010. Prosecutors had sought the death penalty for the bombers, but the judge said he did not think executions would bring closure to the Ugandan society. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the bombings. This is VOA News.